Hello, I'm Kiff Kiker, pastor of Booms Creek Baptist Church. We're so excited having you with us today. Jeremiah 29:11 tells us that God has a plan and a purpose for our lives. And I hope you'll discover that today, that you'll be uplifted and encouraged as we praise the Lord together.
Jesus is worthy, and I think the best way we can do it is to talk to him and have prayer around this altar, join hearts together and pray and just storm the gates of heaven, because God is so good to us here. He's here today. So who'll join up here with me and him and others around this altar? I just feel like we need to do that. I feel like that we owe it to him. He deserves our prayers and our praise, and thank God for those that are coming. Everybody else can be seated if you like to sing. We're going to pray. Pray. That's what we need every day, every moment of every day, don't we? This time, let's see. Anybody volunteer to pray? Anybody lift your hand?
Almighty God, we just thank you for being the sovereign God this morning, God of everything. Father, you're in charge for our lives. Father, you're in charge of this world. Father, you've got it from the smallest detail. You know our personalities, you know every hair on our head. Father, you even know our smell. Father, we're just thankful for that this morning. Father, you created us. Father, you want to see us prosper. Father, may we just live a life that our relationship is in such a manner that we will receive your blessings, Father, blessings that you want to richly give us. Father, may we just live a life, Father, that rewards us with the blessings of our almighty Creator. Father, we pray for those who are lost this morning. We pray for those who are confused. We pray for those who are sick. Father, we just pray for those who need comfort. Father, we pray for those who are struggling. Father, we pray that you would just help them just to fall upon their knees and to call out to you. And Almighty God, Father, the creator of this universe, the one who can change lives, the one who can perform miracles, the ones that can heal sick, Father, the one that can make us prosperous. Father, you are the sovereign God. You are the powerful creator, Father, and you want to see us be blessed. And Father, may we just again live that life that warrants those blessings that you would just befall upon. Father, we pray for Ken as he brings a message this morning. Father, we just pray for the missionaries on the field this morning, Father, those people who are even risking their lives at this very moment, just mentioning your name. Father, we just pray that our country could turn back to you. Father, we just pray that we can once again live where the people could call out your name at a ball game, people could point to the sky and not be penalized for it. Father, we know that there's going to be persecutions, and Father, we just pray that you prepare us. And Father, may we just take the words that you give us and hide them in our hearts so that when that day comes, Father, we can prevail. Father, we thank you for the power of prayer. We thank you for people like Daniel, Father, who was fervent in what they did. Father, may we just live a life like Daniel, Father. May we just seek your wisdom and your knowledge, and we may be blessed. In the name we pray. Amen.
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 If we ever need the Lord before, we sure do need him now. I'm asking for the Tim to make some announcements. He's really good on campus things like that. So, he's contacting
me. All right. The blind leading the blind up here. All right, Operation Christmas Child. Don't forget that important part. You see that listed there in the bottom, gift of love. God has used. We've seen how God can use these shoeboxes to change each other's life. We've even heard here in our own church, a girl from Russia who now lives in Jonesboro. She talked about getting those shoeboxes and how important that was in her life. Folks, we've never lived like some of those people live around the world. We've never even seen it. We've never seen how some people live, how poor places are, and what a shoebox can mean. Giving in love, sharing the name of Jesus Christ to a shoebox. What a greater way to do it than wrapping in a shoebox, right, Bobby? And we've seen lives change as a result of that. So don't forget that. You've got until November the 18th, that's a Wednesday night, to get those in here. So my message is pack, 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 pack those shoeboxes. Come back out tonight. Tonight following our evening service, we're going to have some refreshments for our pastor and his wife as we celebrate Pastor Appreciation Month. Boy, it's a lot of peas to get in there, so y'all bear with me. It's Pastor Appreciation Month. And I'll be thankful for our pastor and his wife this morning. Thank you so much for what they do here in our church. Don't forget next Sunday. What's important about next Sunday? A lot rolls back and fall back. So, guess what? You get an extra hour of sleep. Is that correct? Did I say that right? You get to sleep, so you shouldn't be late next week. If you got a problem running late or something at church or Sunday school, just don't do that, okay? You'll be here early. All right, so next Sunday's important. Also, at 5:30 next Sunday, we'll have the mission. Men and women be gathering and taking food. This week's item. This month's items are potatoes and crackers. Boy, there's nothing like potato on a cracker. So y'all be sure and drink about that. Don't forget, November the 10th, Christian Care Center. The band will be leaving here at 10 a.m. November the 11th, I encourage you, as Veterans Day, get some cards, send some thank you letters to some veterans that you know. What a great way just to say thank you for your service. Just send them a card, let them know. We appreciate it. We still live in the greatest country, no matter what you see on the news or what you read in the paper. We still live in the greatest country. And we thank our men and women who have served in uniform and under the flag of the great United States of America. What an awesome thing this morning. Also, Young at Heart, November the 19th. Oh, I skipped over a very important one there. November the 15th, 5:30 p.m. What's going on right here at Boone Street Baptist Church? Thanksgiving meal. That's a free meal. Come out with that food in there, okay? So, and pray that you get in line in front of me so you don't want to be behind me. Any other announcements that need to be made at this time?
I have one. David Hill has asked me to make an announcement about the Christian Care Center. I know that came up there for November the 10th, I think it is. But this next Tuesday night from 5 o'clock to 7 o'clock, they'll be having, I guess it's a fall fest over at the Christian Care Center. And they are asking anybody that wants to come from our church, we participate. And David had asked me to make an announcement. There will be from 5 to 7, and they'll have food, and I think we'll have cupcake walk, and just different things, and Gilda will be there. You know who Gilda is, that's me, dressed up like a clown. So bring your children, grandchildren, if you just want to come and just help make those people have a little better fall and have a good time.
Thank you, Carol. I asked Ken, I said, how'd she get into that clown ministry anyway? He said, well, she clowned around the house so much, I finally discovered to go ahead and No, he didn't say that, Carol. All right, next Wednesday night, what's this coming Wednesday night?
6 o'clock.
Church-wide fall fest. Hot dogs, desserts, and candy. Folks, I'm telling you, you can't go wrong. Hot dogs, desserts, and candy. So be here Wednesday night at 6 o'clock. The children, bring your bags. We're going to help you fill them up. You know, Mount States gives us so much money to do that every year, so we can make kids sit. I'm kidding.
Ken,
yeah.
I have to say something. The WMU has made their apple butter. It's downstairs for sale after church, and we want to thank everybody for coming out yesterday and helping. So see you later down there.
Yeah. How much is it?
Five for a pint, seven for a quart.
You can buy it. 2 pints is a really good deal. It goes for a good cause. I just sent y'all a band-aid, you know? That's that Hawkins County map. They actually come up with that scheme there, so y'all. You might see a theme in our songs this morning. Power of Jesus Christ. Power of Almighty God. Jesus, his name is power, his name is might, his name is simply life this morning. If you don't know Jesus Christ, I pray that you can know him, because to know Jesus Christ means that you're going to have an eternal life. Pray for choir this morning as we sing, Jesus, your name.
Oh,
Strength up, and had taken to the doctor, and had to buy
one day this week, Steve had just given him a bath and running through the car wash, as they said. One thing that keeps him going. Norma Newland, we saw her yesterday. Thank the Lord, here today. We really enjoyed her while we were there. And David Morlock, you might know how David's doing. I remember he and the library. J.C. Milhorn is not doing well. My father was able to walk without Walker, and he was having difficulty with that. Amanda Forbes, please pray for her. He's had surgery. Joe Claybo is here this morning. He's had the same kind of surgery, back surgery. We're just glad that Joe's able to be back here. Mike Chapman, most of us know, had surgery 29th, having an arm surgery, raise his hand, and then extended Tate's parents, Earl and Colin Chapman. And also, I've got word that Cora Mosier, did she get sick and had to come off?
No, she didn't have to come off.
Her regulars. Anybody else?
Bob Hayes is at the hospital with
kidney stones. Bob Hayes at the hospital with
kidney stones. He's at Wayne's my son. I saw him at Wayne's. He was walking. He was doing really good.
Just hits all at once.
Yeah, he does.
I know. I think he's breathing. They're painful.
Remember Cherie.
Cherie Deal. I put that down. Sue asked us to send that out to you on the caller. And Cherie needs her prayer.
I just want to announce, 2 years ago, I guess it's been, I announced that I wanted to step down as usher to give somebody else an opportunity to serve. I feel like this position is something that should be rotated. There's others in here, I'm sure, that would like to serve. And I've been an usher a long time. But they said, no, Jim, no, we need you. Please stay on. And I stayed on. And I just feel like that this needs to be rotated and others need the opportunity to serve as usher. And I want to step down and give them the opportunity. Thank you.
Thank you, Jim. Brother John Pace, pastor of Skyline, was in the hospital for tests. He went home last night, but they still don't know what's the matter. He's not in church today.
We don't know what's going on with the doctor, but he's not able to preach this morning or even be at his church. Brother Bobby, please.
Our gracious, kind, heaven-loving Father, we come to you now, God, bringing these that didn't meet you this morning and health problems, God. We know that you are a great physician and that you care, God, and we ask that your will be done in each of their lives, whatever it is, that we accept it, Lord. Lord, we pray for one that has lost a loved one in our community, God. We just ask thee to be with that family today, God. We pray for our country, God, our leaders. Lord, may they realize the greatest need of all is put their faith and trust in you and call upon you for decisions to be made, God. We thank thee for those who serve our country, God, that we still have this freedom, that we can come out to thy house and worship you this day, God. And we pray for the shoebox service, God, that it might go forward and many might come to know you through this message that's sent in these shoeboxes, God. Yeah. We pray for each one that participates in this program, God. Lord, we thank thee for this church, its leaders, and the teachers, God. It means so much to us, your people, that will proclaim your word and teach us the meaning of thy word, God. Again, we thank thee for each and every good gift. We know they all come from you, God. For these things we ask in thy name, for thy sake. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
in August, we got to see the play on Broadway, Amazing Grace. Kind of walked us through that story of the life of John Newton, the man who wrote the great hymn. We lived a life in the slave trade, a very dark time. A very man who, in his own words, saved a wretch like me. And that's what Christ does. I was thinking as we sang that song this morning, all hail the power of Jesus' name. Hail him who saves us by his grace.
Amen.
No greater testimony we have. We've all, if you've been saved, you've been saved by his grace. We were all wretches. Sing with us.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see.
Sing that second word.
Was grace that taught.
Didn't see myself as a wretch, but I lost. It's like we all.
the grace of Jesus Christ. The thing about it is, if we sing that song as we first appear, it's never any greater than it is that moment. But it's great enough to sustain us for a whole life, no matter what it is. God's grace is good this morning. I'm so thankful that I'm covered by the blood.
Amen.
I'm still a sinner, and I still come to church. I still worship the sovereign God. But His blood is going to carry me home. Give me a life eternal. I'm so thankful for that sacrifice that He gave. That 10-year-old boy is coming up. Jesus Christ is
perfect. Amen. It gets better and better and better. Go on. Leader and sweeter. Gooder and gooder. But yeah, don't thank God for a place like this. But we can open up. Don't find it ever for a folks. Let's face it. Try to find another place. Oh, it's ended up here. So we looked around. Here we are, Pam.
I really praise the Lord for saving me when I was 22 years old. But there was a real bad time in my life that I didn't think I would make it because I didn't know if I'd get through each day. And I had to ask Him to help me get through each minute. And then I would worry about the next minute then, and He did. And He brought me through. And I am on the other side because of Him. And I know that for a fact.
Amen. I know, but I know that I'm saved, born again, washed in the blood, going to heaven.
When I was about 9 years old, I went up because my cousin went up. And later, when I was 11 years old, I realized that I hadn't really been saved. So I got in the closet, and I just prayed to the Lord, cried to the Lord, saved me because I knew I was saved. Yeah. But I didn't want to. Well, I was baptized the first time too, but I didn't like for my head to go and come to bed. And I thought, oh, well, I'm going to be baptized again. So, but I was baptized again. And I just thank Him every day. He's so good to me.
Mm-hmm.
He's just asking so many prayers. I just can't even give it up.
Well,
He's so for us.
Amen. My life before receiving Jesus Christ, how I realized my need was Christ, and how He gave my heart to Jesus, how He helps me in my daily life, all these things just coming out. Anybody else? Who's next? Pat?
I was 12 years old when I got baptized, and my best friend at the time was the preacher's daughter. We went to a Eddie Martin Crusade in Johnson City, and she talked me into going up with hundreds of other people, and I felt such a load off of my back. I was just thrilled to death. I didn't really realize how important it was to give my life to Christ, but afterwards I knew that it was a really big deal. And He's brought me through the death of my husband, both my parents, my older brother. He brought me through cancer.
Yeah.
And I have a wonderful daughter and granddaughter and lots of friends. And I'm really thankful for all you people here and the pastor and his wife.
Thank you. God is good.
All
the time.
God is good.
Tell about it. Someone else, James. Is it down in Mississippi?
A little bit. I'm starting a little bit in the head. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so.
Yes, amen.
August 18th, 1988. I didn't run to the Lord. The Lord rang me down. I probably shared with y'all before. I was raised Catholic. I got to be a teenager and I walked away from it because we were just going through rituals. And I thought following the church, I was okay. The Lord brought me through a lot of tribulation, made me realize that I needed Him, and then I was able to go back to work and put me working next to a real Christian who shared the story of Noah and the ark and how God closed the door of the ark. And I realized that God was about to close the door. That's probably my last chance. You can't get through to Christ through religion. You get to Christ through the cross.
Yes, amen. True.
And I called my pastor, still thinking the old Catholic way, because I was visiting a Catholic church, and there's still fingerprints on the back of pews of the old Michael Royal Baptist Church. We hold on back there wondering what to do. And I called him up and said, I need to talk to you. And he said, well, come Sunday, we'll talk about it. So he's in his study, and I about beat his door down. And he said, well, after church, you can come up. I said, I don't have time, Brother Craig. I need to get saved now. And after his eyes got about big as saucers, he said, come on in here, son. So, and not only did I get saved, but my little boy got saved.
Amen.
And my daughter made a profession of faith. And then I saw my mama get saved, my adopted baby sister get saved, my sister get saved, my brother get saved, and then my daddy got saved.
Amen.
As for me and my house, we shall serve the Lord.
Yes, amen. Amen.
You may be the very one that's holding back the rule of God in your family. You. Give it all to God today.
Amen.
And
amen.
He'll take it all.
Yes.
And he'll do something with
Lord.
It. He created everything from nothing. What more can you do with your something? God be the Lord.
Amen. Thank you, James. James, two of the best Sunday school teachers I've ever heard. Amen. Ladies are experiencing that. We experience that in your right place.
Amen.
Great teaching of the Word of God. Give me some more of this. Come in. Whet my appetite. I want to hear more. Give me more. Give me more. Thank the Lord.
I had a tremendous experience in being saved, although I was just 6 years old. And I grew up with the hand of God on me. He always was. Through my schooling, through high school, through dating, through everything, I felt the hand of God on me.
Amen.
And I found myself a couple times wishing that I had been a real bad sinner, so that I had one of these tremendous testimonies. You know, the one, the kind when you're down in the gutter and your last hope is revealed, and you come from nothing into the glory of God. And I always kind of thought, oh, how wonderful that would be. But now that I'm old, in my old age, I look back and I had that at 6 years old. I mean, I didn't have to go through all the sin and all the trials. He saved me from that. And that's a wonderful feeling to know that I didn't have to trudge through all the drudgery of life, you know. But he used me, and to his glory, I mean, he helped lead my husband's family. My husband wasn't a Christian when I met him, and he tried for like 8 months to go out with me. And finally one night he came over, and I said, do you want to go out with me Friday? And he said, yes. And I said, well, you don't even know where we're going. And he said, I don't care. And I said, well, it's a tent meeting. And he said, good. I had no idea what a tent meeting. But A.C. Valdez was the pastor, and my husband went with me, Peter. He went with me that night and got his first taste of God that night in the tent meeting. I remember the Weatherford Quartet sang, and the message from A.C. Valdez, and Peter got his feet dipped. He went with me Sunday morning to church. He came from an atheistic family, and I married into this atheistic family, and Peter got saved, wonderfully saved. His parents and family hated us because they hated God. But I want to tell you, on the deathbed of my father-in-law, he wrote Peter a note, and he said, you and Dolores were right all along. And I think back, and about five of his family members have gotten saved over the years. And I just thank God that he never took his hand off of me. At 6 years old, he saw Peter and his family that were lost in sin. And so I'm so grateful for the walk of God, and I look forward to the next year's coming. I said to Norma Jean this morning, we were having coffee, and I said, I am so not afraid to die. I said, to me it sounds sweet. It sounds like glory coming. You're going to be in happiness and joy. And so, well, I just want to tell you that God has been good to me. I'm so thrilled when I hear of your testimonies. It just, at 22, at 40, at 50, at 79, somebody's going to receive the Lord. Praise God. Amen.
All the people said?
Amen.
Amen. See that church? Neil's house yesterday. That, and appreciate that, Lord. Okay, who's next now? Come on. Come on, help. You know, they say everybody's got a story, and you're going to hear my story. It might be next Sunday, but I'll give my story. But, I don't hear from you today. And we got something special tonight. If you want to miss that, because I'm preaching on Stand with Israel. And Brother Fred's been reading the book that's in the library on Israel about, as you've done it unto me, I'll do it unto you. He'll tell you what that means. But then I was going to give out the jokes. I've got that ready for everybody tonight about the contributions that Israel has made to the world. I've got everybody a copy of that tonight. And pray for the message if God wants me to bring that tonight and stand with Israel. But I want us to keep on giving these testimonies. And I'm going to hold my story for later. But you tell you, anybody, come on, let's let this bless.
James said, let the redeemed of the Lord say so.
Yes.
It is our pleasure to do so. So thankful.
Amen.
You know, as I grew up, my mother, she was a godly Christian woman. That's just something. She always said, you have people watching, but scary. But like the Lord's, I always felt God's hand on me.
Amen.
That's a blessing if you can say it. It is. He is so faithful to me, I would not be alive today. I wouldn't. I went to a Sipping Creek Baptist church as I grew up. 9-year-old in Bible school, gave my heart to the Lord. And there's many times through the years I've dedicated my life back to Him, you know?
Yeah.
You have to each day to grow closer.
You're getting too close to the Lord.
I just praise His name for what He's done for me. What He's
put in
my life and given to
me.
He's faithful.
Because
I know right well.
Christianity works, doesn't it? Amen. It's worked in the lives of this couple. How long has that been? A couple of years? A dollar? Mm-hmm. A lot of sufficient.
21 months this month.
How could we do without Jesus? How could we? Anyhow, make it without the Lord. If it wasn't for the Lord, I don't know what else to be. The love of Jesus. What He's done. Now tell about it. And I said better fail than tell, but I think we need to tell it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you? Somebody else.
I want to say today I love the Lord and I'm saved in the Old World Baptist Church. The old church. And Preacher Strong was the pastor then, but another preacher was preaching that Sunday. And my mother and daddy brought us all up in a Christian home. And I sung with my daddy ever since I was 12 years old. And I thank the Lord that He blessed me with a beautiful voice.
Amen.
And I want y'all to pray for my nephew, Chad. He told me I'd ask y'all to pray for him.
Yes, Northeast. Certainly. Have been and will continue. That's our little singer there. Him, she just don't need music. You just get right up here. Bless her heart, Skinny. Okay.
I don't remember ever not being saved.
Amen.
You know, Ruth Graham said she didn't remember
right.
When she was, but my father at night, he'd gather us together. And he would always read the Bible. I can remember the chair he sat in. And long before I went to school, I could recite verses and the 100th Psalm, I could recite it. But because, in other words, I was saved then, but because I had not gone up, you know how the preachers used to go back and get children and take them up. This preacher came back to me one time because I hadn't gone up, and he said, you need to go up. And I went up, but I didn't feel any different than I had before. And the next day, this woman came to the store, and she said, boy, I bet you're a new person today. But I didn't feel any different. I felt the way I had felt all the time. And she said, you know, when you get saved, you're a new person. Well, I thought I hadn't been saved. And I can remember worrying as a little child, and I was about 8 years old, every day that I would, since I had been changed, I was not going to go to heaven. And I prayed and I prayed about that. But what I realized later was that I had been saved, for he had read to me, and I had been saved at home. And I don't think we have, a lot of the children don't have the mothers and fathers.
That's true.
Today, to teach them like we did. And I'm so thankful for my mother and dad. And I'm so thankful to know that we have a God that we can ask anything of at any time. But I'm afraid it's going to get to the point that we're not going to be able to do the things. Jonathan Kahn said the other night, he said, if you haven't been persecuted already, you will. He said it's coming to that.
Well said. Well spoken. How true. Christian. We'll have to really take a stand now. Stand up for Jesus. How many were saved in your home? Home. Left hand. How many
were saved? The Bible is.
Go ahead.
Well, I was saved at the ripe old age of 33. My life was in turmoil, and I was ahead of Paul. I was chief among sinners. But after I was saved, I got that peace of understanding that nobody can explain. And besides all that, I got to meet a lot of nice people like you down here. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Wouldn't take nothing from a journey now, could you? Give us another. Yes, Virginia.
I was been to church all my life ever since I was, I think, a week old. My mother took me to church, and I went through church, and I when I was 9 years old, this man, Bob Scarborough, also an pastor. And he preached, and something just tugged at my heart. And I went up, and I remember had a girlfriend that went up with me. This is a strange thing I remember. Her brother came up and got her and said, you're not supposed to do this. Mama won't like you do this. And to this day, I hope she's saved, but she went off. We won't go into that, but people kept saying, I was 9, they said, you know what you're doing? What did you do? I said, well, Jesus came in my life, and I want to live with him, and I will. And I remember it's in November, and then down the creek up out there, and I'm like, Betty, I was afraid of water, but it was cold that day. And when they baptized me, thank God, glory must have come down, because I got shocked, and I climbed that preacher. Glorious time. Thank you. I don't know, maybe the Lord caused that, but I know I was saved. And I'm 9 years old, and you know he's helped me. He helped me all through high school, through dating times, and temptations would come. You know, I was afraid to get out and do anything like that because I feared the Lord, and I reverenced him, and I want to live for him. I got a lot more story, but I won't say it now. I just want to say, praise God.
Amen. Amen. All blessings. Amen. Amen. The old preacher just
have people tell their experience, grace, you know, oh, the blessing, no, so. This is good for us. We need to get back to some of these basic things. You know, Jesus pray. Amen. Brother Johnson.
I just want to pray for salvation.
Amen.
Just a while ago, I cannot understand how the people that go through what we have for the last 2 years and not know Christ. It's only by His grace.
Yeah.
And His grace is sufficient.
Amen. Amen.
Since I was saved, I've not always done what He wanted to do. Thank God. He's the potter, I'm the clay, and I'm on the wheel.
Amen.
And He's knocking the knot off every day. He's still working. He's still in control.
Yes.
Still saving some. So if you're here today, you don't know Him if you're saved. Make the day.
Yes.
Be the day. Your life to them. Tomorrow may never come.
That's right.
Tomorrow may be too late. They'll never put it out until tomorrow. Because the older is to prove the fact that the older a person is, the more they can say not to Jesus Christ, the less likely that's ever to happen. So do it.
Amen. That's true. An invitation there.
Right here. We're praying out there. I say, Lord, let the Spirit connect.
Amen.
This is the Spirit of the Lord. Here, everybody's testimony.
Yes.
Yeah.
Precious. Precious. Yes. Any that glory filled or something?
The Bible says the Spirit of the Lord in heaven is the
Spirit. Yeah. Or the Spirit of God. Is our blessing. All the blessed inspiration to your passion. So, we send this reading. Brother Rod.
Brother Ken. And all my brothers and sisters in Christ, as you proclaim Christ. Because the brother stand up for Him, He's not going to stand up for me in the most important times. In my time, when my life here is over here on this earth. And I was kind of later in life, accepting Christ as my personal Savior. I was 28 years old, almost 29. So I'll never forget. I'm like Brother Fred, I don't remember what the preacher was preaching on. But when the Lord was working with me, I will never forget the song that was sung. And it's when they ring those golden bells for you. And that just touched my heart, and I had to accept Christ as my personal Savior. I said, I'm there. And ever since then, I've maybe strayed a little bit, but ever since that day, back in 1970, I have always looked for heaven. And ask God to be with me in a different way. And whatever afflictions or problems that I had. And we lost our son when he was 19 years old. And I did ask God why would He take my son away from me? And He said, there's this little boy that said, because I had to. And I know from that day on that I have been closer to God than I have ever been in my life. Mm-hmm. Even though it took my apple in my eye here on this earth to make me realize it. I still thank God, and I do believe with all my heart that one of these days I'm going to see my
yeah.
And walk and stroll through heaven with me.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God.
You know all blessings flow. Couldn't do without it, could it?
May 2011, I grew up in church, you know, I guess made a proclamation as a kid, but May 2011, I went on, you know, most of you guys heard, but it's an amazing week, and I'm not, you know, but we all came to an altar where a cross was laid. And we were to write things on a sheet of paper that we were struggling with, we were dealing with, that was making us, you know, was holding us back from what God had for us. And I nailed that on that cross that night. And glory to God, He took it away.
Amen.
I mean, I know it's only been, what, 4 years ago that I've really been a true Christian. But He took those things away from me. I wasn't living right. I was dating Katie. I just graduated college, had a great job. But I had nothing. I felt worthless. And God made me something. So glory to God.
Amen. Amen. Dragging on Jesus, sir. Brother Tim, I believe we're going to close with Amazing Grace, sing that whole thing through, and get to the end. Let's do the praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God.
I'm just glad that He's let us come here.
Yeah.
And worship. Katie and Matt took some of the youth from that block here last night and graciously let me tag along. And I think last night was probably the best realization that I have seen, because they based it on a new world order that is coming. And it was based on this church that was underground. They were hidden people. And this world order regime was trying to find them, and several of the portrayers died because they would not tell them where this church was. So they died for their faith. You know, they were tortured and died for their faith. And they were ready. They were ready. And it's all because of Him that we are still sitting here now. But to think in the upcoming future that we may be underground church, that, you know, we're just being tossed out and thrown away without a school. You know, there's, I wouldn't say that, the Boone, they do have, you know, in Crockett that I know of, actually have every Friday, they let a pastor come in and have a Bible study group during the lunch period. And that's, you know, basically all that they get. But, you know, it's these kids want it. You know,
yes.
They want it, and by some atheist woman, and now our government is not even allowed to speak of God in our schools. So I just thank Him that we're able to, that He's given us the freedom to still, you know, get out and minister to people and love to people and not be persecuted, and to share His word and His love now, because the time's coming that it's going to be harder and harder to do that.
Yep, it's not to take for granted what we have here and be taken away, like you said. Other things have already been taken, but I'm glad that the Supreme Court's not our God.
Mm-hmm.
We serve the true and the living. Mm-hmm. About that amazing grace, Mr. Tim. And I'll be here if somebody needs salvation. That's why we're here. That's why we come. But everybody needs a relationship. Needs salvation. Come under the blood of Jesus. You can do that right here today. Mm-hmm. You don't have a testimony like others would give today. You're not sure that you're suffering. It's God's amazing grace all the way. Mm-hmm. Not that we deserve it. Not that we earned it. Not that we learned it. Not that we worked for it. Couldn't pay for it. We hope you enjoyed this week's message, and if you will, you may share this video with a friend or family member. If you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, it's the best decision you'll ever make. It's as simple. A, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. B, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ.
See, confess Him as your Savior, and you can pray a prayer like this: Dear God, I'm a sinner. I've done wrong. I need You, and You died for me on the cross and promised to save me. If I'd only trust You, I do trust You, Jesus, come into my heart, forgive my sins, save my soul, so I can go to heaven when I die. If you prayed that prayer, you can notify us. We have some materials we'd like to share with you and get you started right in your Christian faith. To learn more about our church, just again, visit us on the website, WilliamsCreekBaptist.org, and don't forget to check back with us next Sunday for the message of the hour. God bless.